It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight, live from Franklin Central School, as we get set for another exciting week, holiday week here on CDO, as we'll have two games for you this week, Monday and Wednesday, both boys contests before we take a small break from basketball for the Christmas break. But welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. A boys non-league contest tonight, the MAC versus the Tri-Valley. It's the Franklin Purple Devil boys hosting the Hancock Wildcats in this last game for these two teams before their holiday break. Set to be a good one here tonight. Of course, we've seen Franklin once already this year, came down to a last-second shot last week when they were down at Bainbridge-Guilford. Derek Beers, one of their leaders for Franklin, took a shot at the buzzer. It just wouldn't go down, and Bainbridge-Guilford escaped with a 43-42 victory. So that was a great game last week, one of the closest games that we'll probably see all year. Tonight, who knows? We could go right down to the buzzer again because these are two quality teams handling each other here tonight live from Franklin in this last game before the holiday break for both Hancock and for Franklin. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. One of the reasons I was interested in coming to tonight's contest is that Franklin senior Derek Beers, we talked about him just a minute ago, is very close to getting his 1,000 points. And it was last week, kind of talking here with the Franklin administration. They said, well, it'll all depend on how many points he puts up last week. And that leads me to my next point, is that this Franklin team has been sharing the ball very, very well, and everybody's been getting on the score sheet. It hasn't just been Derek Beers putting up 20 or 30 points tonight. It's been a little bit from everybody, kind of scoring by committee. So tonight, heading into this contest, Beers is 46 points away from 1,000. So if he was to get the 46 and get the 1,000, it would be awesome to have it here on CDO, but it would also be the Franklin Central School boys' single-game record in terms of points in a contest. So you never know. Somebody might put up 46. My logic behind it was if I wasn't here to do the game on the radio, he'd put up 50 or 55 and somehow get the 1,000 points. More likely tonight he'll hit right around 20, 25. That's his normal range. And so maybe he will get it right after the Christmas break. But it would certainly be an interesting thing if he was able to get it here tonight on CDO and put up such a tremendous performance. We know he's going to get it at some point. It just depends on if it might be tonight or perhaps in the next contest here for the Franklin boys. And it's nice always if you can get it at home, but no matter where you get it, it's certainly special. Of course, Beers will be going to Cortland next year to play soccer. And that's pretty interesting. Most of the time, if you see a guy or a girl who's going to get to the 1,000-point range, you're saying, boy, where are they going to go play in college? Is that a possibility? What level could they play at? But for Derek, very good and dedicated soccer player. He was our WCDO Soccer Player of the Year this past year, and will go to Cortland and put in a lot of work in the offseason to make that happen. And if you've seen him play any of the three sports he plays here at Franklin, whether it be soccer, basketball, or baseball, you know that he's a very talented individual, and we'll wish him the best next year and wish him the best whenever he may get his 1,000 point, whether it be tonight or whether it be in January after the holiday break. If you're this Hancock squad, you come in here for a non-league contest, and your schedule doesn't get much easier because right after the break, you have to go over to the Lawrence tournament, which is full of teams like Lawrence and South Courtright. So you're going to have to face off with one of those two teams next week. And, you know, it's a good way to challenge yourselves outside of the MAC, and the MAC is certainly going to be tough this year as well, but playing teams like Franklin and whoever they will go up against in the Grasso tournament, whether it be Lawrence or South Courtright, certainly going to be a tight contest there as well. So again, welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Hey, if you need a rental for the holiday season, if you're traveling out of town, you don't want to put the miles on your own car, or perhaps you want to get a rental for family coming into town so they're able to get around, stop over to Chambers and O'Hara. They can help you out. They are wishing the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have tip-off between Hancock and Franklin boys action tonight. It's holiday week here on CDO. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live Tri-County Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Dell High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull live from Franklin Central School tonight as we start to wrap up our introductions here tonight between the Franklin Purple Devil Boys and the Hancock Wildcats. I got to give it to these Franklin guys. They came out, warmed up to all Christmas music tonight. When they came out of the locker room, they were all wearing Santa Claus hats and came out to Jingle Bell Rock. I just thought that was pretty cool, and they got some Trans-Siberian Orchestra playing right now during their warm-up. So pretty cool to see that everybody here in Franklin is in the holiday spirit. Let's do the starting lineups first for the visiting Hancock Wildcats. Head coach is Gary Sitch. They will start with a senior number 2, the captain Ryan Tooley, a junior number 5, Evan Bass, a junior wearing number 10, Lane Bass, a junior number 13, Seth Simmons, and a senior number 15, also a captain, Noah Warby. On the other side for the Franklin Purple Devils and head coach Daryl Beers, sophomore number 3, Joe Ciro, a senior number 10, Derek Beers, a senior number 14, Max Carey, a senior number 24, Turner Thies, and a freshman, number 32, Carson Dutcher. Franklin is in the home white uniforms with the purple and the gold trims as Purple Devils in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. Hancock is in the royal blue with the white trim, says Hancock in white lettering across the chest of the uniform there. Franklin will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Hancock will be right to left as we'll get to jump things off here. Of course, we'll keep an eye on Derek Beers tonight. He will need 46 to get to 1,000. That's a long, long way. Probably will take two games, but hey, stranger things have happened, so we'll keep an eye on that here tonight as well. Jumping it up here will be Noah Warby for Hancock, and Beers will get the tip, and Franklin with the ball to start things off on the left wing. Max Carey gets into the paint, dribble drive up and in, making it look easy there. Max Carey, the first 2 points of the contest, it's 2-0, just 10 seconds in. Well, this Franklin team has been scoring in bunches. Max Carey, Turner Thies, Joe Ciro, all guys who can step up and have been over the last two games, just sharing the ball really, really well. Hancock missing from the right wing on their first possession of the night, and Ciro will walk it back down the floor here for Franklin. Turner Thies, left side. Pulls up for three. This one off the front rim, no good. Beers rips down the rebound. Gets another opportunity up and in. Beers puts it home, and it's a quick 4-0 Franklin lead with 7:15 to go in this first quarter. 4-0 lead for the Purple Devils over the Wildcats before they really even get a chance to settle in. Here's Ryan Tooley to the right side as Hancock goes right to left. They're in front of the Franklin bench on the far side. Tooley back, top of the key, little stutter step, nice move, kicks it out. Three ball coming here for Hancock, up and in. Good shot there from Evan Bass, and he cuts it to a one-point game. It's 4-3. Franklin quickly in transition down the right side. Again, they're in the white with the purple and the gold trim here tonight. Working the ball around, here is Joe Serrell from the right side. His shot dies on the front rim, ripped down by Hancock, and they're off to the races. Down the right side again is Tooley, trying to drive right to the hoop. Shot is up, no good, and Thies skies high for the rebound, and again looking to push in transition for Franklin. Kicks it out, right corner for Carey. Back up top for Joe Serrell, and they'll settle into the offense. Franklin boys leading Hancock 4-3, 6:20 to go, first quarter, live from Franklin Central School, and now stolen away by Hancock, and down the right wing they come, but it's tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with the Wildcats, 6:15 to go, first quarter, an early start here tonight. A little earlier than we normally start. Franklin with no JV squad, so when they play at home, they are able to sneak in games a little bit earlier from time to time. So Hancock will get the ball into the right corner as they go right to left. They quickly work it into the corner again. Three ball coming there from Evan Bass is no good. And again, another rebound for Turner Thies. Quickly into the paint. Kick out for Carey. Hancock doing a good job to close out on him. Beers to the hoop. Can't get the shot to go. He's fouled and will go to the line. Got it at the top of the key. Nice little move to get into the paint. The jumper wouldn't go, but he got some contact and will have our first foul of the night. 5:59 to go, first quarter, 4-3 lead. Franklin on top of Hancock, and Beers will go to the line already with 2 points. And the first foul there on Evan Bass, who hit the lone three so far for the Wildcats. So Beers to the line here, again, already with 2 points, looking to add to it with 5:59 to go, first quarter. First shot is up and in. Looked good there for Beers. He's got three. So 5-3, the Purple Devils leading the Wildcats here, the Tri-Valley versus the MAC tonight. In non-league action, second shot for Beers, up and in, got it to go, so he's got four. 5:55 to go, first quarter, Franklin up by three, 6-3, as Hancock will walk it down the floor, going right to left. Tooley, left wing, will work it for Evan Bass, and again, over to the left side here. Good closeout defense by the Purple Devils, ball loose on the floor, both teams scrapping for it here, and the Wildcats come away. Tooley at the foul line, pass to the left side. It comes here to the right side now for Tooley in a backcourt violation. 5:34 to go in the first quarter. Franklin will get the ball back. And they will inbound directly in front of our broadcast table with 5:34 to go first quarter. Can't get any closer to the floor than we do here in Franklin. We are pretty much on the floor, so if somebody comes spilling to the side, you might get a whole bunch of them at home as they come collapsing into us. But we'll hope. We've done a lot of games here over the last 2 years and haven't had any close calls yet. 5:25 to go in this first quarter. Franklin with the ball. Good pass from Beers down low for Dutcher. Can't get it to go. Right-handed layup just was too hard, and now Hancock the other way. 5:15 to go, first quarter, and it's 6-3. And here is Tooley, the point guard. Seems to handle the rock quite a bit in the early part of this contest here, and now has it stolen away by Joe Serrell. The speedy point guard finds Max Carey. Baseline right side, gets up and underneath. Can't get the shot to go, but he'll shoot two. As he was fouled as he went for the finger roll from the right block. 5:03 to go, first quarter, Franklin 6, Hancock 3. Thanks for joining us here tonight, folks, on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. First shot coming for Carey. This one rattles home. Shooter's touch here on his home rim. He's got three. He came right out and buried that long jumper to start the contest just about 10 seconds in. 1-for-1 from the line. Make it 2-for-2 for Max Carey. So Beers with 4 and Carey with 4. Franklin leads 8-3 with 5 minutes to go first quarter here on their home floor against the Hancock Wildcats. And the Wildcats bring the ball down the floor into the left side. Working the ball around. It was tipped as it went to the high post, but Tooley gathers it back up for Hancock. 20 on the shot clock. Hancock very slow in their offense here, waiting for the right cuts to open up. Very good patience. Passing down low, but tipped out by Beers. with 13 left on that shot clock and 4:41 to go on the game clock. Franklin 8, Hancock 3. And so Hancock will inbound underneath their own basket with Evan Bass. Wants to go inside, but Franklin clogging that up pretty good. Now they do get a pass in there. Shot is up off the mark. No good from Lane Bass. The rebound is a jump ball and will stay with Hancock. Beers brought it down, but he got tied up there with Noah Warby. And the basket was unable to go in there as Warby was trying to quickly get one off after he ripped it away. But instead, Hancock will get it underneath the basket. Now for Thule in the corner. Stutter step move, steps in. Now for Bass, up and in. No, bounced out. And Beers will come down with a long outlet pass ahead, but Thule was there to pick it off. Did a good job with the read and then a foul on Franklin as Thule came right back down the floor. Beers was trying to push, and Thule just in the right place at the right time, able to pick it off. 4:25 to go first quarter. Franklin 8, Hancock 3 here on CDO, live from Franklin Central School. One of our two holiday games this week. We'll have the Unitego boys at Oxford on Wednesday. And now a carry is called on Ryan Thule as he tries to set up the offense. So the ball going right back to Franklin with 4:20 to go in this first quarter. 8-3 the score. Joe Serra will bring the ball up the floor here for Franklin. Quickly gets it to the high post for Beers. Now for carry. And you can see this team doing a great job of sharing the ball so far in the early going. Back out for Beers. He wants a three left side. Dies on the front rim. No good. And Hancock with the rebound with Seth Simmons. Thule back down the floor. Setting it up down the left side. Thought about a dribble drive, but instead will pass inside for Simmons. Turnaround shot off the glass. Up and in. Seth Simmons finding his footwork there and cuts it back to a three-point game. Franklin 8 and Hancock 5 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal by Thule. And he's down the right side. Serro for Franklin hustling back on defense. The shot from Thule is no good. Lane Bass is there for the putback. He can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound again. We'll have a whistle, but it'll be 3 seconds called on Noah Warby. And so all that hard work for Hancock goes unrewarded. Warby was just trying to wait in there for rebounds and got caught camping. 3.5 to go, first quarter. It's Franklin 8 and Hancock 5. Here's Turner Thee. Steps in, finds Carson Dutcher. Dutcher, the freshman, in the corner for Franklin. Now on the right side is the Purple Devils in the white. And the purple and gold tonight going left to right. Here's Turner Thies. Kicks it back out for Max Carey. Dribbles in. Top of the key. Reversing the ball. Left side. Thies for three. Can't get it to go. Dutcher hustling for the rebound, but Simmons will beat him to it. And now a steal by Beers. Up and in. So Beers with 6 quick points. And nice idea by Simmons. He was trying to get the ball into a guard's hands, but Beers was right there to steal it away and quickly throw down that layup. 2:55 to go. First quarter. Franklin ahead 10-5. Dribble drive for Hancock. A reverse layup is no good for Evan Bass. Franklin picks up the loose change. And Serro ahead now for Carey. Nice. Fake and up and in. Max Carey felt that he had the defender on the back. Got the pump fake. And the defender was trying to go for the big block. And instead, Carey had an easy right-handed layup. It's Franklin 12. Hancock 5 with 2.5 to go first quarter. Thule barking out instructions here for Hancock as they set up against this 2-3 zone here. To the far side. This is Thule. Wants that jumper, and this one rattles out. Thies with the rebound, and a foul is called here on Hancock, as that was Lane Bass, who was just over the back there of Thies, who did a nice job on the box out. 2:17 to go, first quarter. Franklin 12, and Hancock 5. A couple of special sponsors for tonight's game here for this Franklin contest. Wise Guys Pizza, located on Main Street in downtown Franklin. Stop in for a slice after the game tonight. You can dine in, take out, or get delivery. Call 829-5566. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Franklin 12 and Hancock 5 as they continue to work it around. Purple Devils with the ball, top of the key in their white uniforms as they go left to right. They have a 12-5 lead. Here's Colin Campbell into the game. His jumper no good. And the Wildcats with a rebound. Good-looking shot, though, from Colin Campbell, another freshman up on this team. A couple of freshmen up this year for Franklin with no JV team, so they're getting some valuable experience. Now Thule driving to the bucket, and he's hammered as he goes up for the right-handed layup. He'll step to the line. 1:49 to go, first quarter. Franklin 12 and Hancock 5. So let's look at the team foul situation. 3 on Hancock and 2 here on the home team, the Franklin Purple Devils. Thule to the line. First one is up and in. For Ryan Thule, that's his first points of the contest, but you can see he's the guy who gets everything started here for this team at the point guard position. Second shot for Thule off the mark. No good. Beers a big rebound. Franklin leads 12-6. They'll look to push. Zero throwing one across the defense there, trying to find Campbell, and knocked out of bounds by the Wildcats with 1:43 to go first quarter. Franklin 12 and Hancock 6. Turner Thies for Franklin gets it into Joe Cerro, wide open for three. He got it. So Cerro, his first points from downtown, and Hancock just lost him in that right corner, just stepped out and had plenty of time to set up and put it home. Purple Devils leading the Wildcats 15-6 here in Franklin tonight. Here's Thule reversing to the near side. Three ball coming for the Wildcats. That's up and in for Ryan Slatcher. Slatcher dials long distance, and it's 15-9. Thies finds Campbell. Three ball for him off the mark. No good, but a good-looking shot. Just off the mark, and Hancock will walk it up the floor as the Wildcats trying to keep in touch here. They trail by six at the moment with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. To the high post now. Turnaround shot for the Wildcats. No good. Beers rips down the rebound. That was Warby. Couldn't get it to go. Great vision there by Beers, and he finds a wide-open Tyler Gregory underneath, and the freshman puts it home at 17-9. We talked to head coach Darryl Beers before the game. He said, we're just sharing the ball so well, and that's a great example of it right there. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Slatcher again from downtown. No good. Warby, the rebound, and the putback. Franklin didn't get a body on him, and he put it home at 17-11. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Campbell again for three. This one no good. It's short. Beers with the rebound. It was tipped, and they're going to say it was last touched by Hancock. So 28 seconds to go in the quarter, and it will stay with Franklin. Franklin 17, Hancock 11, thanks to 6 points from Max Carey and 6 points from Derek Beers. So Thies will inbound underneath the bucket here for Franklin. Hancock now just having a quick word with the officiating crew. Over with head coach Gary Sitch. Everything seemed to be smoothed out there, so Franklin now will get the chance to inbounds, and they will with Beers. Step back three in the corner. Got it. Downtown for Beers, and he's got 9. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Franklin 20 and Hancock 11. And to the right side, the Wildcats will play with the shot clock off for the last bucket. Or the last shot opportunity, I should say, of the quarter. They chuck one up a little early. Franklin will get it back. 5 seconds to go off the miss. Turner Thies brings it down. Finds Campbell back for Beers. Three at the buzzer. Got it. Beers has got 12, folks. And Franklin leads 23-11 at the end of the first quarter. Beers with 12, and we said he needed 46 to hit 1,000 tonight. He's got 12 with that dagger at the buzzer. So we'll keep an eye on that. Again, end of the first quarter, Franklin 23, Hancock 11. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier, Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, Franklin leads 23-11 in a boys contest tonight. They get the ball and they'll quickly add to it. Beers dishing off there to Tyler Gregory again. Gregory with 4, and it's Franklin 25, Hancock 11 as we start the second quarter here on CDO. Live from Franklin Central School tonight, and now a travel by Joey Gross will give the ball right back to the Purple Devils. Franklin, again, as we mentioned in our pregame show and during the first quarter, just really distributing the ball well. Everybody's getting a chance with it, and that's the same story here tonight. Working it for Colin Campbell. We'll pass back across the defense here to the left side for Thies, inside for Beers, down low, off the glass and in. Beers has got 14 here, folks. And Franklin leading 27-11 with 7:15 to go before the halftime break. So Beers with 14. Hancock working it around and into the corner. Going to be a little pull-up shot here. Once again off the mark, no good for Joey Gross. Ball loose on the floor, and Franklin comes away with Turner Thies, crossing the timeline at half court in that Franklin Central logo. Colin Campbell on the right side. Back up for Turner Thies with 6:50 to go, second quarter. Franklin leading 27-11. Back out for Campbell, right side against the 2-3 zone here for the Hancock Wildcats. Into the corner for Thies. Long three ball, off the mark, no good. Ball out of bounds, no, somehow stays in, and Franklin comes down with the rebound. Here's Carey in the paint, little floater, rattles out. Ball loose, Beers with the rebound. He can't get it to go. Tried a little touch as it was still in midair and couldn't get it down. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Franklin 27, Hancock 11, and a steal by Beers, and a head now for Carey. Down the right side, Max Carey goes up, right-handed layup, no good. Absorbed some contact there, but didn't get the call. And now a timeout here for Hancock. 6:13 to go, second quarter. Franklin 27, Hancock 11. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:51 to go, second quarter. Out of the timeout, Hancock will inbound the ball. They'll have it underneath their own basket as they set it up and get the ball into Ryan Tooley. Tooley for Joey Gross. They get it over into the corner now. A three ball coming for the Wildcats. No good. And the rebound by Carson Dutcher as Lane Bass took that three-pointer. Franklin back the other way. Joe Serra with a three ball. No good. Ripped down. Beers outside the three-point line. Gets the rebound from Max Carey. Carey now for three of his own. And this one is short off the mark. No good. Beers keeps it alive. Down loose in the paint. And they're trying to dig it out of there with Dutcher. Ball still loose, and we'll see what the call is here, and it'll go back to Hancock as both teams were fighting for it on that end line underneath the Franklin basket. Purple Devils touched it, and they had the foot on the line. 5:21 to go, second quarter. Franklin 27 and Hancock 11. Derek Beers with a team-high 14 points here tonight. He's very close to 1,000. We'll keep you updated on that as well. And now the jumper for Hancock, no good, but a foul on the floor first. Team foul situation, three on each team, three on Franklin, three on Hancock with 5:13 to go, second quarter. Franklin leading 27-11, in case you're joining us here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com here tonight. Hancock with the ball, right side, Tooley in front of the Franklin bench, reverses in front of the zone, three ball coming, it's up and in there for Lane Bass, so he gets it to go, and it's a 14-point lead here for Franklin. Purple Devils working it around for Max Carey on the right side. Carey now to the high post for Dutcher. Kicks it out for Colin Campbell. They reverse it over for Serro in front of the Franklin bench. And Serro throws it back to the near side. Carey can't save it. And the ball goes back here to Hancock with 4:42 to go, second quarter. Franklin 27 and Hancock 14. Colin Campbell will go to the bench and Joe Serro will check back in. Head coach Daryl Beers not afraid to use this rotation here that he has on his bench. 4:35 to go before our halftime break. You'll want to stay tuned for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report as well. Hancock working it around to the right side for Tooley. Good move in the paint. Kicks it out. Long three for Bass. No good. Ball loose on the floor off the rebound. Tooley somehow gets it and is fouled as he goes up. So Thule will go to the line with 4:18 to go before the halftime break. Thule trying to make some things happen. Only 1 point so far, but looks very confident with the ball in his hands and is always willing to work it around here to try to get everybody else open, and they've had some success with that. Thule's first shot no good off the back rim, so it remains a 27-14 lead for Franklin over Hancock. Second shot coming. This one is up and in for Thule. Thule gets it to go, and it's 4:15 to go, second quarter. And into the corner now for Joe Serra. Is Franklin in the white with the purple and black and the gold trim here tonight, going left to right. Carey, dish out for Joe Serra for three. This one off the mark, no good. Turner D skies for the rebound. Gets it back. Finds Beers in the corner to the left side. Beers now back out for Thies. Jumper from the foul line, no good. And a big rebound there from Noah Warby of Hancock. 3:50 to go before the half, and Franklin's gone a little cold over the last minute and a half. Hancock back the other way. We'll have a foul. There is Evan Bash streaking down that right side. As fouled as he goes to the 10, he'll shoot two. 3:46 to go. Second quarter. Franklin 27, Hancock 15. First shot coming here for Hancock from the line. This one off the mark, no good there for Evan Bass. Another special sponsor for tonight's contest is Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty at 31 Main Street in Oneonta. Dealing in land, residential, and commercial listings. You can call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538 or visit online at upstateproperties.net. Second shot is up and in for Evan Bass, so he gets it to go. He's got 4 points. And it's Franklin 27 and Hancock 16 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Max Carey finding Joe Serra on that left side in front of the Hancock bench. Reverses across for Beers. Long three ball in the corner. Can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. And then Beers will pick up the foul off of that with 3:22 to go before the halftime break. Beers was pretty innocent there as it was going for the rebound and just tried to stick his hand in at the last second. Got called for the reach. 3:20 to go, second quarter. Thule at the top of the key here for Hancock. And to the left side, reverses across. Three ball coming for the Wildcats. And they're trying to get back into this game. Lane Bass can't get it to go, but the rebound for Seth Simmons. That one is good. And it's 27-18. So the Wildcats trying to chip away. Here's Turner Thies into the left side. And now a foul comes up here on Hancock as Serra was coming over to reach for the ball for Franklin, and Evan Bass was right there trying to make the athletic steal, and they just collided together. So exactly 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Franklin 27, Hancock 18. It was 23-11 Franklin at the end of the first frame, and the Purple Devils trying to find that hot shooting streak again. Beers will take it right to the 10, puts it up and in as he got it at the foul line and just turned around and took it straight to the hoop. 29-18 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Now Hancock will throw it away. They brought it down to try to set up the offense, dipped it down low, and nobody was home. So maybe that can get Franklin going again off that Beers layup, and it's 29-18 with 2:45 to go second quarter. Serra will work it up the floor. A lot of these guys were on that undefeated JV team that Franklin had just 2 years ago, and now it all seems to be coming together for them at the varsity level. Into the paint for Beers, kicks it out for Serra. Jumper, no good. Gets his own rebound, though. Back out for Turner Thies and finds Derek Beers in the left corner. And Franklin goes left to right, takes it to the 10, up and in. Beers has 18 here in the first half, and it's 31-18 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Now Thule, step-back jumper is short, and Turner Thies is there to collect the rebound. Dribbles the basketball up the floor right side. Thies all the way to the 10 himself off the glass. Beers gets the rebound now, knocks it out. Tyler Gregory, a jumper. This one rattles out. Hit the rim two times before coming down, and the Wildcats will pick up the loose change. They'll take a timeout. 1:55 to go, second quarter. It's Franklin 31, Hancock 18. Derek Beers with 18 himself for Franklin. We'll be right back.
Isn't it frustrating when you can't find a gift for that person who has everything? Well, I have the answer. A gift card from Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney. Everyone loves Roma's, friends, family, and coworkers. And through Christmas Eve, buy a $50 gift card and get a $20 gift card absolutely free. Remember Roma's for your holiday gatherings and catering needs, too. So stop in today and finish that Christmas shopping and save some cash, too. Remember, buy a $50 gift card and receive a $20 gift card free. Now through Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Roma's, Union Street in Sydney.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
1:55 to go before halftime. Franklin boys leading Hancock here at home 31-18. Out of the timeout, the Wildcats with the ball. Thule a long three, bang, and he brings it from downtown. Thule has a team high 5 points for Hancock, and just like that, it's Franklin 31. Hancock 21, so the Wildcats trying to hang around here on a tough road contest, the Tri-Valley versus the MAC tonight. A minute and a half to go, second quarter. Turner Thies, left side, outside the three-point line, dribble drive all the way to the 10, up and in for Turner Thies. His first 2 points of the contest, and it's Franklin 33, Hancock 21, with a minute 15 to go, second quarter. Thule finds Slatcher for the Wildcats. Thule thought about another three-pointer, thought better of it, and instead tries to set up the offense. Hancock having trouble against this swarming defense here in the zone tonight that the Purple Devils are playing. Very good and very active. Slatcher, another three ball, no good, and Joe Cerro skying for the rebound, probably the shortest guy on the court, comes down with it, and then is fouled by the Wildcats. So here's the team foul situation with 55 seconds to go before the half. Franklin 33, Hancock 21, and the foul situation again is 6 for Franklin and 5 for the Hancock Wildcats. So Turner Thies will inbound by our broadcast table. Franklin going left to right in the home whites with the purple and the black trim. Hancock in the royal blue with the white trim. Thies with the ball, finds Beers with 45 seconds to go. Dishes back down low for Turner Thies, up and in. So he's got 4, 42 seconds to go in the second quarter, and now Franklin will take a timeout. So Franklin 35, Hancock 21. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to live Tri-County Hoops tonight on CDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Franklin 35, Hancock 21. Halftime coming up. And another special sponsor here tonight is Matthew Campbell Insurance, located on Main Street here in downtown Franklin. It's a hometown insurance agency you can trust, offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential. Call today at 829-8444. And a three ball coming here for Hancock, and they'll quickly put one home to make it 35-24. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. And that was Slatcher again from downtown, so he's got 6. So 35-24. Franklin with the ball, and into the corner for Turner Thies. Head coach Darryl Beers saying, you got time, work it around. They pass it down low, tipped out of bounds, and we'll go back here to Hancock. So the Wildcats with a chance maybe for the last bucket to try to cut into this lead, make it single digits. 15 seconds to go. Thule will bring it up the floor. Ryan Thule passes off, and this is a long shot here. No good there from Joey Gross. Franklin's going to come out with it down to 3 seconds. Can they get the shot off? They won't do it as the ball got to half court, and Thule was able to steal it away. So our halftime score, Franklin 35, Hancock 24. That's the halftime score. Derek Beers with 18 points for Franklin in the first half. So we'll come back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you the scoring summary, talk a little bit more about how close Derek Beers is to 1,000 points, and break down this first half and get you ready for the second half. Again, our halftime score here live from Franklin Central School tonight. Boys contest, the Tri-Valley versus the MAC. Franklin 35, Hancock 24. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen,
That's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado Energy for every part of life.
Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otigo and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal at Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitigo, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell on WCDO. Tonight it's time for our Marabado Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabado is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And our halftime score live from Franklin Central School. In a boys' contest tonight, Franklin 35, Hancock 24. A little early start tonight. Maybe you're wondering about that. It's because Franklin doesn't have a JV team this year. So when they play at home and they can and it works out for both teams, they try to start a little earlier. That way kids can get home, work on that all-important homework, and maybe get a little extra rest. You know, if you travel the high school basketball circuit, sometimes with away games and getting home, you might not get in bed till 11:30, 12 o'clock. So sometimes if you can get an earlier game in, it is certainly nice. So, again, it's our Marabado Energy Products Halftime Report. We're a little early tonight, but the rest of the week with our other games, we will certainly be right back to our normal time. Our only other game this week will be on Wednesday, when the Unitigo boys will travel over to take on Oxford. That will be at 7:15 with our pregame show around 7 o'clock. That game over in Oxford as the Spartans take on the Blackhawks. I will be somewhere tomorrow night on my Twitter world doing the updates. As you know, we follow every team locally and try to go any game when I'm not doing a broadcast. I try to go and do Twitter updates. A lot of good games tomorrow. I think I might make my way up to Milford, as the Milford girls are hosting Cooperstown. That would certainly be a great game to watch tomorrow night, as, of course, Cooperstown, the defending Class C New York State champions, I'll probably have some Twitter updates tomorrow on that contest. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, maybe you're new to it, you want to explore a little bit, you can go to our website, WCDOsports.com. There'll be a button right there that says follow at Nate Lull. It'll take you right to where you need to go. You can create an account if you need to. If you already have the account, you can certainly go and just follow me there, and we'll have all the score updates that we can for you each and every night here from the local basketball season. Again, our halftime score in Franklin 35 and Hancock 24. Let's quickly go through the scoring summary first for the Hancock Wildcats. They are led by 6 points for Ryan Slatcher, 5 points from Ryan Tooley, 4 for Evan Bass, 3 from Lane Bass, 4 for Seth Simmons, and 2 from Noah Warby. On the other side for Franklin, 18 points for Derek Beers in the first half, 6 for Max Carey, 4 for Turner Thies, 4 for Tyler Gregory, and 3 for Joe Serro. So again, this team sharing the ball very, very well. You can see it just looking to make that extra pass, but not so much that you make the extra pass and you pass up a good shot. I think that they're just getting open looks and making things go very, very well. Beers with 18 in the first half coming into tonight. He needed 46 to hit 1,000, so he'd have to score 28 points in the second half. Don't think that's going to happen. Stranger things have happened. You never know, but it looks like he'll probably get it in his next game. We wanted to be here tonight just in case it did happen, and boy, 18 in the first half is nothing to sneeze at, that's for sure. So a great job there by Derek Beers in the first half with 18 big points, and we'll see how the second half goes. We'll take a break. Franklin 35, Hancock 24 in boys action. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with more on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Wise Guys Pizza of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Wise Guys Pizza is located at 226 Main Street in downtown Franklin, now offering delivery, dine-in, and daily takeout specials. Don't forget the Wednesday $20 family deal, one large cheese pie, one dozen wings, and a large house salad for only $20. Tax not included and carry out only. Wise Guys Pizza wishes the best of luck to the Franklin Purple Devils this basketball season. Stop by for a slice after the game. Call 829-5566. That's 829-5566 for Wise Guys Pizza on Main Street in downtown Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we get set for the start of the third quarter. That will wrap up our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today. The number is easy, 563-HEAT. So Franklin 35, Hancock 24 as we start the third quarter. Franklin's in the home white uniforms tonight with the purple, the black, and the gold trim. Says Purple Devils in the lettering across the front of the uniform. New sharp-looking uniforms this year for Franklin. Hancock is in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. Says Hancock and white lettering across the front of their uniforms here tonight. So Franklin will start it off going right to left to start the second half. Here's Turner Thies outside the three-point line, finds Beers, kicks out for Serro, right side. His three ball is short, but Max Carey with the rebound. Now for Thies and Beers into the left corner. Spears, little dribble drive up off the glass. Can't get the roll to go. And Hancock with the rebound, and they'll bring it forward. Again, Beers is 28 points away from 1,000. That would be a heck of a second half if he got all of that, but certainly great just to be that close and to be here for that. Now a turnover on Hancock, a travel there on Ryan Tooley. So 7:36 to go, third quarter. Franklin still leads 35-24. That was our halftime score. Franklin with their second possession of the second half. And here's Max Carey, top of the key. Now for Beers. Beers looking to throw it across for Cerro in front of the Franklin bench for Max Carey. Runs the baseline and dribbles to the left side. Now for Turner Thies. Back for Carey. Carey has 6 points. Finds Beers in the paint down low for Dutcher. Up and under, and he got it to go. Nice pass there from Beers to Dutcher. He gets his first 2 points of the night, and Franklin leads 37-24 with 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Now into the corner. And this is Lane Bass, and he'll take it all the way to the hoop, up and in. Bass now with 5 points, and it's 6:50 to go in this third quarter. Franklin 37, Hancock 26. Good ball movement by Franklin over for Max Carey, and he's fouled there by Seth Simmons. First foul of the second half. Good sportsmanship there as Simmons helps Carey up off the floor. Totally unintentional. Just two guys getting after it out there. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Franklin 37. And Hancock 26, and Franklin throws it in. They tried a little alley-oop there to Beers for the layup, but it was no good, and Hancock comes away with the basketball. Tooley down the left side, looking for his options. Tooley picks up the dribble and finds Evan Bass on the right side. Back for Tooley. Now for Simmons, left side. His three ball is off the mark, no good. Ball loose on the ground. Beers will come away with it and rips it forward here for Turner Thies. Scoots it up the floor, puts on the brakes. Thies now picks up the dribble and will pass for Max Carey left side. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Franklin boys leading Hancock here at home, 37-26. Beers again down low, finding Carson Dutcher, and he puts it home. He's got four back-to-back baskets from Carson Dutcher for Franklin. 39-26 with 5:55 to go, third quarter. Hancock continues to work it down into the corner. It's tipped out of bounds, as Evan Bass couldn't quite hold on to it. So 39-26 now. Franklin will bring it up the floor. Beers with a bounce pass ahead for Cerro. Passes over for Max Carey left side as Franklin goes right to left. Good bounce pass. Finds Thies far side. Three ball. Got it. Turner Thies from downtown, and he's got 7 points. Franklin 42. Hancock 26. Just great ball movement there. Finding the gaps and finding the open man for the open shot for the Purple Devils. 5:25 to go, third quarter. Dribble drive here for Bass. His shot is off the mark, no good. And now a steal right back by Hancock. Tooley down low again, looking for Evan Bass. Through his hands and out of bounds. And now a little conference here between the Zebra crew, as one referee said ball should be Franklin's, the other saying that it will be Hancock's. And now after the little conference, ball will go to Franklin. So 5:15 to go, third quarter. Franklin 42, Hancock 26. Live from Franklin Central School here today. Down low now. Beers ahead for Max Carey. Reverse layup up and in for Max Carey. And he's got 8 points. And Franklin leads 44-26. And Hancock walks it up the floor, crossing the logo at center court. Here is Tooley. Tooley picks up the dribble. And to the far side it goes for Evan Bass. Bass back for Tooley outside the three-point line. Passes down low. Tripping and falling there is Tyler Young. Lost it out of bounds, and we'll go back to Franklin. Tyler Young is a JV call-up. I was talking to head coach Gary Sitch before the game. He said he's got three guys who are out sick this week. Haven't been able to play, so he brings up Tyler Young, wearing number 23, a JV call-up, getting some good varsity experience here tonight. Max Carey into the left corner, back out for Cerro. 4:35 to go in this third quarter. An early contest here tonight between Franklin and Hancock. It was a 5:30 start. Cerro to the left side with 20 on the shot clock. That one no good, and Hancock with the rebound. 4:20 to go, third quarter. It's Franklin 44, Hancock 26. Wildcats going left to right. They pass it to the far side for Evan Bass into the paint. His floater is up and good. Evan Bass now with 6 points. And it's 44-28, Franklin leads. Purple Devils quickly get the ball in transition with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dribble drive for Thies, up and under and in. Little scoop shot finger roll for Turner Thies. He's got 9 points, and it's Franklin 46, Hancock 28. Again, just great ball movement here. Everybody sharing it along. Thule, top of the key, passes for Bass as Hancock working it around. Ball is outside the three-point line now. Now they'll work it back up for Thule. Thought about a long three. Steps in. Tries to get it to the high post. He does. Bass, turnaround shot. No good. Both teams fighting for the rebound. Beers had it, but his tippy toes were on the line, so the ball right back to Franklin. Excuse me, to Hancock. Beers for Franklin with the good rebound, but again, just maybe a little bit too much of his toe on the line. Gets the call from the white and the black of the officiating crew. Carson Dutcher subbing out. Tyler Gregory comes in for Franklin. 3.5 to go, third quarter, and the Purple Devils leading the Wildcats 46-28. Hancock gets the ball in. Quick shot for Noah Warby is no good, and Beers is off to the races for Franklin. He's got 18. Kicks it out now for Max Carey. Three ball downtown. Charlie Brown, he puts it home, and Max Carey dials long distance. He's got 11 points. Hancock calls timeout. 3:20 to go. Third quarter, it's Franklin 49, Hancock 28. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:20 to go, third quarter. Franklin leading Hancock at home, 49-28 in a boys' contest tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Hancock with the ball. Ryan Slatcher finds Thule at the top of the key. Wildcats have been patient all night in the offense, just haven't been able to convert on all stretches, and now a running shot here for Evan Bass is no good, but he traveled, and the turnover will give it right back to Franklin. Beers with 18 points for Franklin. He had 18 at the half, but he seems to be doing a little bit of everything, rebounding the ball very well. Now he's going to take it to the hoop, up and in for Beers. Scores at will. He's got 20. I was going to say he's been dishing the ball very, very well here. He's been passing it off to Carey as well as Thiessen. Got Carson Dutcher open for a couple of wide-open layups, too, so he's doing it all tonight. Good sharing of the ball by the Purple Devils. Franklin 51 and Hancock 28 with 2:40 to go, third quarter. A little dribble drive here for Thule. His shot is no good. Carey in the land of the trees. The short guy comes down with the rebound. Brings it up the floor. Max Carey all the way to the 10. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. Went coast to coast, but just missed the layup. Hancock with the ball to the right side for Evan Bass. He gets himself trapped down low by the basket. It was tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Wildcats with 2:19 to go. So Hancock underneath the basket will inbound the ball for Slatcher. Jumper, no good. Rebound for Max Carey, and he's off to the races. Now he puts on the brakes as he gets to half court and finds the sophomore Joe Cerro. For Thies, the senior, gets into the paint. He's got a wide open layup, up and in. Turner Thies with 11 points, starting to come alive here in the second half, and it's Franklin 53 now and Hancock 28. Starting to open up this gap a little bit more than it was at the 10-point halftime break. 1:50 to go here in this third quarter as Hancock sets up the offense and to the left side. They'll find Slatcher, wants that jumper but will travel before he can get it off with 1:43 to go in the third quarter. So Beers with 20 points, so he is just 26 points away from 1,000. So it doesn't look like he'll get it tonight, but it should be right after the Christmas break that he will get that. He didn't play the first game of the season, was out with a little injury, and you got to figure he'd be getting it here tonight if he had played in that first game, but no matter, he'll get it. Just a matter of time. 1:25 to go, third quarter. Joe Cerro, pull-up jumper is good, and Cerro has 5 points. Franklin 55, Hancock 28 with a minute 20 to go in the third. And Thule will walk it down the floor to the left side. Hancock has gone cold here the last 2 to 3 minutes after coming out hot to start the second half. And really, they ended the first half pretty hot as well, too, as that gap was about 14-15. They got it down to 9 or 10. Thule with a good crossover move. Now gets trapped in the corner. Good dish, though, down low. But the big man, Warby, couldn't hang on, and Beers will pick his pocket. Cross half court. Beers to the top of the key, wants to get to the bucket, left-handed layup is good for Beers. Beers has 22. So 40 seconds to go now, third quarter. It's Franklin 57, Hancock 28 as Thule walks it down the right side of the floor here. 25 on the shot clock, about a 10-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Into the paint, good post, high post pass. Knocked out of bounds there, and Turner Thies, oh, we'll just save it in time. I thought it was going to go, but Thies, with the behind-the-back pass, goes out of bounds as Max Carey couldn't quite get there. You might say he was trying to showboat, but he wasn't. He was just kind of trapped and had no other option than to throw it behind his back, and Max Carey just couldn't get there before the ball trickled out of bounds. 22 seconds to go there, third quarter, Franklin 57, and Hancock 28. So the final shot of the quarter should be coming up here for the Wildcats. Thule with the ball will pass for Slatcher on the right side as the royal blue and the white for the Hancocks working for the Hancock Wildcats working it around. Thule now for the jumper. Instead, will pull it back out. Long shot for Gross at the buzzer is no good. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Franklin leads Hancock 57-28. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter. 8 minutes up on the clock to decide this one. The Franklin boys leading 57-28. And Hancock in the royal blue with the white will start with the possession to start this fourth quarter. Franklin's in their new white uniforms with the black, the purple, and the gold trim. It says Purple Devils in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Hancock again with the royal blue and the white. Also a little gray trim mixed in there. It says Hancock and white lettering across the front of the chest there. And so the Wildcats will set up the offense here to start this fourth quarter. Thule now will work it back up for Simmons, top of the key, and Simmons will travel with 7:44 to go fourth quarter. Hancock will only have a couple of days off here this week for the Christmas break. They'll be right back at it at the Lawrence Pat Grasso tournament next week, which will be absolutely loaded with great talent. The other teams there are Milford, South Courtright, and Lawrence, and of course, Courtright and Lawrence looking very, very good again this year. Two teams that were in the Section 4 Class D finals just a year ago. Franklin with the ball down the left side. Turner Thies into the paint. Wow, again, raked to the rack. Puts it home, and Thies has got 13. Franklin 59 and Hancock 28. Turner Thies doing a great job here tonight. Was kind of quiet to start the contest, but has come alive. Pass to the left side is picked off here by Joe Cerro. And Cerro up the middle of the floor tries to pass over for Tyler Gregory, knocked out of bounds. So about a minute gone, fourth quarter, Franklin 59, Hancock 28. And it looks like we will have the Pat Grasso Tournament Finals on WCDO. That will be next Wednesday, the 30th. We should have that right here, so mark your calendar for that. That should be a great contest. Beers for three as Franklin works it around the top of the zone for him. That one rattles out back the other way. Here comes Hancock. Franklin leading 59-28 with 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. They pass it down low, and this one is off the mark, no good, as the ball actually hit the backboard on the pass. Was a little too tall, and Franklin comes away with it. Beers down low for Max Carey in the paint. This one was blocked by Seth Simmons, but a foul is called. That's the second team foul on Hancock in the second half, and none have been called on Franklin. Pretty clean contest here. 6:38 to go, fourth quarter, and Carey will go to the line. So let's see. Three guys in double figures here for Franklin. Beers with 22. Terrence Eastwood, 13. Max Carey with 11. Tyler Gregory with 4. Joe Serra with 5. Carson Dutcher with 4. Pretty even scoring night here for Franklin. Carey to the line. First shot is up and in. So he's got 12. Franklin, after a loss to Lawrence about 2 weeks ago, has played very good ball. Won a couple of big league games. And it just gotten hot over the last couple of nights. Max Carey now hits the second. He's got 13. And with the new playoff format in the Tri-Valley, if you can be one of the top four teams, they all go to the semifinals. That will really help a team like Franklin perhaps have a chance of getting to a championship game. And now ahead now for Max Carey, up and in. He's got 15. Turner Thies stolen at half court. And a bounce pass ahead for Carey, and he puts it home. Franklin leads 63-28 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Hancock working it around. Now another steal by Turner Thies as they try to go to the left side. Thies down, a little fake, up and in. Turner Thies has got 15 points. Huge second half here for the senior wearing number 24, one of the three captains on this Franklin team. With 5:55 to go, fourth quarter, Franklin 65, Hancock 28. Hancock working it back up top for Thule, gets it down low. Slatcher with the jumper, up and in. Ryan Slatcher just snuck that one up over the fingertips there of Derek Beers. Beers ahead now for Colin Campbell, finds Thies to the far side for Tyler Gregory. Again, good ball movement. Carey for three, no good. Beers keeps it in, but they'll say he stepped on the line at the last second. With 5:30 to go, fourth quarter, the ball will come back to Franklin. To Hancock. And so Gregory and Thies are going to check out of the contest here as Colin Campbell comes in for Franklin, as well as Derek McWeeny. 65-30 is the score. Hancock trailing on the road here tonight against Franklin, as Derek Beers is just a little over 20 points away from 1,000. We wanted to be here tonight in case he had one of those epic nights. He needed 46 coming into the contest. Long shot here from Slatcher, no good, and there's Beers with the rebound. Speak of the devil, the purple devil, I should say. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Beers has 22 tonight and should be able to get that 1,000 points in the next contest, I would assume. So Beers at the top of the key finds McWeeny. We'll pass it back out. There's Beers, top of the key, reverses for Cerro. Three ball, off the mark, no good. Beers skying for the rebound, but Thule just got there in time. Hancock is off to the races. They bounce it for Slatcher, far side, up and in. And Ryan Slatcher with 10 points. First Wildcat into double digits here on the scorebook. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 65, Hancock 32. We'll have the Unitego boys coming up on Wednesday as they travel over to Oxford. That should be a great contest there in the MAC. That game will start at 7:15. Our game starting a little early here tonight as Franklin with no JV squad this year. If they can get a home game in early, sometimes they like to do that. There's McWeeny with the jumper left side. That one is short. Beers trying to scoop up the rebound. Can't get it. Evan Bass beat him to it there for Hancock. 4 minutes left, fourth quarter. Bass down the left side, lost it. Max Carey ahead looking for Colin Campbell. Campbell pulls it down, finds McWeeny. A jumper off the mark, but he traveled just as he let that one go. Franklin 65. As they bring in more subs, Hancock 32. Beers is going to go to the bench along with Max Carey, and Colin Campbell comes back out. And so now the five in here for Franklin: Carson Dutcher, Joe Serro, Derek McWeeny, as well as Turner Thies coming back in, and Logan Young here for the Purple Devils. And now Hancock works it down low on the right block there for Evan Bass. No good. Thies comes away with the rebound, and he's off to the races down the left side as Franklin goes right to left. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Thies finds Carson Dutcher. Good-looking jumper. Good. Nothing but net there for Carson Dutcher. He's got 6 points. And Franklin leads 67-32 with 3:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Hancock with the ball. The royal blue and the white going left to right. Slatcher, a deep three for Hancock. No good. And Dutcher skies for the rebound. Passes one off for Turner Thies down the right wing. And Thies goes in front of the scorer's table here tonight, which is decorated for Christmas. A nice wreath over there with lights on it. The whole scorer's table is decked out in Christmas lights. And it's a Christmas celebration here as Logan Young with the jumper from the right side puts it home. And it's all Franklin 69-32. Hancock back the other way. They pass it into the paint. This one loose on the floor. And we'll have a whistle. Looks like a foul coming up. 2:46 to go, fourth quarter. The foul will be here on Seth Simmons of Hancock off the rebound. And so Franklin will get the ball back. Again, if you were here tonight, you got to see a great show when Franklin came out. They had all Christmas tunes for their warm-up, and they came out of the locker room, and for the first lap around the court, they were all wearing Santa Claus hats and came out to Jingle Bell Rock. Pretty cool. 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 69, Hancock 32. Here's Thies, right side for three, downtown. Charlie Brown put the star on the tree for Turner Thies. He's got 18. Franklin leads 72-32. 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. And to the left side, Hancock working it around. They have just gone cold here in the second half. Only 4 points in this fourth quarter so far. And Colin Campbell now is going to check back into the game for Turner Thies. So Thies is going to finish with 18. Max Carey and Derek Beers already on the bench. Carey with 15, Beers with 22. There's a long shot from Thule. That one's off the mark, and Carson Dutcher pulls down the rebound. And to the far side for Joe Serro. 2 minutes to go in the contest, and Franklin looks like they'll walk away with a big win here tonight in non-league action. There's Carson Dutcher going to the tin, and that one is no good. Good job by the freshman. The big man took it to the rim, just couldn't get it to go. 1:50 to go, fourth quarter. Hancock going left to right. Turnaround shot for Noah Warby off the mark. Ripped down by Dutcher, and Serro will walk it up the floor here for Franklin. Joe Serro finds Colin Campbell. They work it around, but Campbell with a traveling violation here has just picked up that pivot foot as he was looking in triple threat position to pass it off. So a minute 37 to go. You'll want to make sure to stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. A lot of candidates here tonight on both sides. Now Campbell with a steal for Franklin as he goes right to left. Brings it down the left wing. Good hands there by Colin Campbell. Back out for Joe Serro. Serro to the top of the key with a minute 20 to go. Fourth quarter, Campbell downtown. Off the mark, no good. Logan Robinson with the rebound, though. Or Logan Young, excuse me. Young back up top there for Serro, and we'll have a whistle. It's on the far side of travel there on Franklin. Yes, Logan Young rips the ball down on that rebound. Kicked it back out, but then the Purple Devils turning it over. 1:10 to go, third quarter. Franklin 72, Hancock 32, and the Wildcats working it around, looking to get some final points here as they will be off until after the Christmas break when they go to the Lawrence tournament. And a shot here from Lane Bass is up and good, so he has 7. Nice shot there from Bass. 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's Franklin 72. Now a steal by Lane Bass. Down the left side, takes it to the tin, and he's fouled. Good hustle there by Lane Bass, the junior. Taking it to the tin, couldn't get it to go. Boy, you recognize a lot of these names on the Hancock Wildcats roster, from Ryan Slatcher to the Bass brothers, not only from the Deposit Hancock football team that went all the way to the Section 4 finals, first shot up and good there for Bass, he's got 8, but also from the success they've had in baseball in the last couple of years, winning the MAC last year and just a force to be reckoned with in Class D. Second shot for Bass, no good. So a lot of great athletic teams over at Hancock between football and baseball on the boys' side. 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 72, Hancock 35. Here's Serro into the paint, finds Colin Campbell. Campbell trapped in the corner. It was knocked out of bounds, but will stay here with the Purple Devils. So again, Beers with 22, Thies with 18, and Carey with 15. Now here's Dutcher with the jumper. He got it. Carson Dutcher has come alive offensively. He's got 8 points. And it's Franklin 74, Hancock 35 with 20 seconds left. Wildcats trying to get a few more buckets up on the board. There's Lane Bass for 2, and he's got 10. So Lane Bass putting it home. 10 seconds to go. Franklin will walk it up the floor one final time. They lead 74-37. And it looks like that's going to be the final here tonight. The Purple Devils with a big win at home. 74-37, the final score. Our postgame show coming up. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank. for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time from Franklin Central School. Nate Lull on WCDO tonight, also WCDOsports.com. Our final score, Franklin 74, Hancock 37. Let's run through our scoring summary here as the Tri-Valley League Franklin Purple Devils defeat the Hancock Wildcats out of the MAC. First for Hancock, 10 points from Lane Bass as well as Ryan Slatcher, 5 points from Ryan Tooley, 6 points from Evan Bass, 4 from Seth Simmons, 2 from Noah Warby, for a total of 37 here tonight for the Hancock Wildcats, who kept it close until about the end of the third quarter when Franklin really came alive. And it was a big effort tonight from a lot of guys on the Franklin side. 22 points from Derek Beers, 18 from Turner Thies, 15 from Max Carey, 8 from Carson Dutcher, 4 from Tyler Gregory, 5 from Joe Cerro, 2 from Logan Young. So let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different guys scored tonight for the Franklin Purple Devils, and head coach Daryl Beers in the winning effort here tonight. Let's do our three awards. First off, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank has been putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Derek Beers, our award winner tonight with 22 points. Boy, he's very close to his 1,000 points now. He's just going to have to score around his average for the next game, and he will be there. I think he needs 24 points, if my math is correct, to get to the 1,000-point mark, and that will certainly be a great career milestone for him. So Derek Beers with 22 tonight, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is next. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We're going to give this one to Lane Bass here tonight from Hancock. He had 10 points. I thought played some very good defense on some of the guards early in the contest here, and certainly a deserving award winner, Lane Bass, tonight from Hancock. And finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Turner Thies tonight from Franklin. 18 big points. Thought he really came alive in the second half. Great passing, good rebounding, got out on the break, and just did a little bit of everything. So Turner Thies from Franklin, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. So again, our final, Franklin 74, Hancock 37. We'll be back on Wednesday when we're over in Oxford as the Unitigo Spartans, the boys, will be over taking on the Oxford Blackhawks in our last game before the Christmas break. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. As always, you can go back and listen to this game on demand anytime on WCDOsports.com and our game audio archive, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. One last time, Franklin 74, Hancock 37. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.